RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I can't believe it. 9 in a row. Mike Kelly, he sent me a chart. It talks about the most scoring chances generated. They're like 28th, 29th in the league right now, and they have the highest, hottest save percentage going. So the fact that the Buffalo Sabres have done this with that big of a discrepancy in like good save percentage and capitalizing on everything and riding the hot stick, I can't believe it. Buffalo! Celebrate! Dallas is next. 10 in a row. Let's keep it going, baby! Is that what a Buffalo says? I don't know, baby.
Paul Bissonnette there. That was on his Twitter last night after the win against St. Louis.
You know, I have a very...
I assume that's what a Buffalo sounds like.
Sure, but I have like a conflicted feeling on Paul Bissonnette. This is a guy that last year said, oh, Darlene is gonzos.
Yeah.
Sure, buddy. And he's admitted, no, I just want him on the Leafs.
Respect. I respect that.
My culture is not your costume, okay?
I respect that.
Like, that's the part I'm having a problem with. But then also, I do recognize Chicklets is a important piece within the hockey community, within the players themselves. Plenty of players will go on that show. I do need them to talk up Buffalo, but at the same time, I'm with Sabres admin.
Yeah.
Want a full apology video with tears.
Also, by the way, the admin battle last night, St. Louis. I know what you're doing, but like, what do you mean you don't know what a saber is? It's a sword.
Yeah.
TJ Luckman, Sabres producer, also jumps on, especially for draft coverage and all that stuff. Lightsaber. Star Wars, like the biggest IP in the world. You didn't know what a saber? That's stupid. Take that out.
Love it. Love it.
I just like that we can now talk trash and they're winning. So it's not, it doesn't,
oh my God, it's so
not
hot.
Cringe or just like, oh, okay, guys, read the room.
It's so
not
hot.
That right now. Oh, 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get to prime players here in just a moment. But first, we'll keep taking calls here. Flynn is up next. Flynn, how we doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, calling from Nashville here. I know you guys touched it on this morning with the power play. I do believe Zucker being back would be a big help. I just didn't know what you thought in the short term here, if Benson's the answer on the power play number one. And also, do you think Buffalo's going to make any moves here maybe for the Olympic break? We saw that Igor got traded from Columbus yesterday to Pittsburgh. Oh. So I wasn't sure if you guys thought of any moves here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, Flynn, I thought that was going to be the Sabres trade. I really, because, and everyone
but
got
then
there
Pittsburgh
around the same
said,
time.
Hey, we're going to give you a roster player and picks. And then I'm like, yo, wait, what? All of hockey Twitter was like, wait, what?
But everyone also got there at the same time where it's like, oh, this is Yarmo's guy. He drafted him in 20. He's young. He's got a good shot. Here we go. And it's only draft picks. Here we go. Oh, it's Pittsburgh. And then you mentioned all they gave up. Flynn, I will tell you, I do think they will. Mainly, I think Yarmo is going to have to put somewhat of a stamp on this is my team rather than, yeah, I just took the job and Adam's team made the playoffs. I didn't do much.
I will say
I don't know about before the Olympic break, although when's the trade deadline?
Typically in March.
Okay, so maybe around there as well. We've also seen moves get made a little bit earlier.
Let me go ahead and get this for us.
For me, it is now we're getting very close to where I'll start paying attention to bad
March
teams.
March 6th.
March 6th. Okay. So literally right after the Olympics, and within 2 weeks after the Olympics ends. So for me, though, Flynn, I am going to get there very soon. Like not even necessarily 10, 11 wins in a row. Just very soon if they keep the course here. to starting to look to bad teams and all right, who might become available. I will absolutely start to revisit the Elias Pettersson stuff in Vancouver if they keep losing. St. Louis, they just beat them last night, is a team that I'm constantly looking at their forwards because they've got a lot of young, fun ones. And this year, they're not particularly good. My only issue is, and Derek, I know you sit with the same issue, the guy I want is injured in Jordan Kyrou. And I think yours is Dylan Holloway, also yep. injured. And so I'm kind of in this weird spot where I'm like, all right, let's just hang tight. But yeah, I want to see them make a move just because I don't think they're perfect yet. If you look at most of their season-long stats, outside of the penalty kill, they're like 15 to 17 in like all of them,
yeah,
including goals scored and all that.
I will say the part on the power play here, I do like that they've been more successful by allowing Benson to be more of a puck carrier within mm-hmm. the zone. He's a little more puck dominant within the power play. Between him and Norris, I think that there are better decisions being made. There's now a question, though. Zucker comes back, Zach. Who comes off the first power play unit? Is it Doan?
Mm.
Because Zucker's probably your net front. I'm not touching Norris. Is it Benson? Maybe try to give you a little balance on the second unit? Or is it even Zucker that goes to the second unit instead?
Well, I mean, they're in a run, though, where they can shake up the first power play unit just because they it's not like they're scoring like the wind on that group.
Right.
So, I mean, they could break it up.
But I also like that Benson's more puck dominant. I like Norris on the power play because they make smart decisions. And they create dangerous chances. And it's not just the Tage one-timer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that part's going to be interesting to me. What do they do? Because honestly, I might say it probably is Benson that gets moved down, but that's a guy that's got 5 points on the power play already this year. He's only played 25 games.
Right.
But also,
this is fun.
Norris
yeah.
has 5 points in 12 games on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart puck mover. I'm thinking it's, oh my God, I don't know. Because I think it might be Benson that gets moved down. Because then the second unit has that puck dominant player.
Right, right.
You have Quinn for the quick shots. And then you've got Zucker, who still is tied for the lead in power play points with 9. Coming back. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
It's why it's fun, though. And it's better to make these decisions when you're winning than when you're losing. You're like, we've got to fix something.
Right. That's the sickening thing about all this, is that they're winning.
Right, they've got issues, but they're winning, and we say it with the Bills too. It's you can get an ugly win because you get all the positives of the win, but you also have to learn from it. And those mm-hmm. ugly ones, Cleveland, Baltimore, all the way back in Week 1. You know, Philadelphia this week, probably the same thing. Sabres keep winning, and they're doing well, but there are some issues there. We'll take a little bit of a pause here from the Buffalo Sabres as it is Tuesday. It's not 11 o'clock, it's 11:11. But it is time now for our weekly Primetime Players, which is brought to you by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. And Derek, I mentioned it to start today when we were kind of previewing this. A lot of good performances. I've even gotten to basketball a little bit. I know that usually happens around Christmas. I don't watch a lot of the games, but I'll check in on them. We got there a little bit. We'll start, though, with, of course, our honorable mentions. I've got 3 this week.
I've got 4, so let's get to hammering these out. One is actually a joint honorable mention. It's Buffalo defenseman Matias Samuelsson and Bowden Byram
mm-hmm.
for their respective 3-point efforts, Samuelsson against Boston and Byram against Ottawa. Those are performances that need to be singled out a little bit here as to how great they were in extending the win streak from the last time that we talked about this. So there's the first one there. I mean, we're just going to go hammering these out because we don't have as much time as we usually do for these sorts of things. Staying on the ice, Nathan MacKinnon, Colorado Avalanche, mm-hmm. a team that has lost 2 times in regulation. That's disgusting. MacKinnon with a goal and assist last night, including his 399th career goal. So the next one will be 400 for him. Good for him. But it's also his 22nd multi-point game of the year that leads the league this season.
It's absolutely incredible. For me, I'm going to ultimately have 2 players from last night's game, both on Atlanta. One mm-hmm. is going to be in the top 5. One is the honorable mention. I had a little bit of a tough run this morning of who I wanted to put in the top 5. I ultimately settled on it. So with that being said, Bijan Robinson is going to mm-hmm. be my first honorable mention. 195 yards rushing last night, 2 total touchdowns. And then just in a total season look at him, Derek, he's at well over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, 11 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Just an unbelievable year by him, and very much, I think, again, kind of a quiet 1,400-yard rushing season from him. Back-to-back years with that. Only 7 touchdowns, 14 last year. But just Bijan Robinson, an incredible player. A 95-yard touchdown last night as well in the Falcons' upset win over the Rams. I'll keep this going. I also have Scotty Barnes of the Toronto Raptors on here.
Okay.
First 2020 triple-double in Raptors history is from earlier this week when they took down Golden State. A 23-25-10 stat line for Scotty Barnes.
All right, just to wrap up my honorable mentions here, I've got New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. His biggest crime is against the Jets. 256 yards. He only missed 2 passes, 19 of 21, and 5 touchdowns. But it's against the Jets, dude. What can I really do with this and really sing home to it? And I also do have Bijan Robinson here as an honorable mention to wrap that one up for this portion of primetime players.
I also went with Drake May, and again, he was also punished because it was against the Jets, and I thought that was one of the most lifeless performances I've seen in a little while. Drake May, though. I know Buffalo fans are not going to like to hear this, but after Matthew Stafford the last 2 weeks or so, losing to Seattle and then 3 interceptions yesterday, I think Drake May is going to be the MVP.
Probably. It's timely how it's all happened like this. And since Stafford and the Rams don't have a chance at the division anymore, you're probably looking at the guy who played the softest schedule in the league winning the MVP. And it's like, okay, cool. Here comes the opportunity for the Patriots to take a coach of the year, an MVP, when they really didn't play anybody. And I guess that's our problem to deal with. So, cool. Love that.
I want to play him in the first round. I know it's going to be most likely Jacksonville. Man, I want that. I've completely flipped. I want that matchup so bad.
I agree. But I absolutely agree with that.
It does not look likely in the wild card round. Moving, though, on to the top five. The quarterback that beat out Drake May for me to get into the top five is Brock Purdy. 5 total touchdowns, the win over Chicago. San Francisco now in pole position for the 1 seed. Purdy has had a bit of a shaky season, mainly due to injuries. Mac Jones has had to come in there, win games as well. But Purdy, when he's been in this year, for the most part, he's been very, very good. And that continued against Chicago. That was a barn burner, by the way, of a Sunday night game. We were doing overtime show on that night, and it was really hard for me to not just be glued in. Caleb Williams, by the way, could have also had a shout for this as well with his performance. And Luther Burden.
Speaking of Luther Burden. Number 5.
Go. Yeah.
8 catches, 138 yards and a touchdown. He was really a big factor within Chicago being able to move the football all throughout the evening and allowed for several Bills fans to punch air because, you know, that was a player that they could have had at the end of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison's great though. So let's not worry about that, but some fans are probably like,
right.
Again, the board isn't staring at me or anything.
That's fine. That's fine.
But yeah, no, Burden has been fantastic, and he is playing a little bit more consistently. But this is one of those, like, hey, this is your big time. And even then, he has a rough drop on the last drive. They do ultimately make up for it. And he even is banged up on the final play as he is desperately trying to dive across.
It does look like he's going to be okay.
Yeah,
but
like, oh, man. It's injury to insult on that play because he dives across to try to make the catch and it just doesn't go. And then he's still down on the field as the 49ers are celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Number 4 for me, rookie safety Xavier Watts for Atlanta. So this is the Falcons player that gets on the list. Just for me, an incredible performance. Another player that I know a lot of Bills fans have kind of been beating the drum for. Wasn't a first round pick or even a second round pick. He was a little bit later on the draft, but has been really just superb for the Falcons since day one. 2 picks, so 2 of the 3 for Stafford, 3 pass breakups and 4 tackles. As I mentioned, the win over LA. He'd be a lot of fun with Cole Bishop. He'd be a lot of fun. Is what it is. On to the next. Xavier Watts, though, number 4 for me.
Don't get me depressed because I'm going to talk about them in a little bit in Atlanta there. Because number 4, I'm sticking with that game between the Bears and the 49ers. You already mentioned Brock Purdy. I'm going to bring him up here in number 4. Purdy was fantastic in the win for San Francisco, 303 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. He totals 5 of them in the day, including one that was highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
One might say Josh Allen-esque, if I'm going to say it like that. No. That was just great by Brock Purdy. I don't need to throw another quarterback into this. And I hate when commentators do this, so I'm not going to do that. I I brought it up just so I can say, no, I don't like when people do this. That was an awesome play by Brock Purdy. He's scrambling around. He gets flushed out to the left, dances around two Bears defenders trying to sack him, and then after the pump fake, opens up Kyle Juszczyk on a play that makes this list.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the performance that you typically need for that.
Absolutely. These next three for me, all three could be number one. It really did just come down to how they're going to be listed based off of just the importance, eyeballs on you, the whole thing. So at number three, it's Kawhi Leonard of the LA Clippers. Okay. He ultimately gets on here. It's just a regular season game. It is what it is. However, the stat line is ridiculous. 55 points, 11 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 blocks in the win over Detroit. So only problem, again, is the next two. One, definitely a more important game. The other, just symbolically, was a more important game. So Kawhi Leonard, though, gets in number three for me.
All right, number three for me is Baltimore Ravens running back Derrick Henry. Henry keeps the Ravens season alive with a dominant performance against Green Bay. 36 carries, 216 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Who's washed? There were a lot of dips in the season with Derrick Henry in terms of his production. And then a week prior, he is benched throughout the fourth quarter, annoyingly so, to where the Ravens, they almost were done for the year, if not for an incomplete pass at the last play of Pittsburgh against Cleveland.
I have Derrick Henry coming up next as well.
Yeah. So,
and just for me, it's 4 touchdowns, 36 carries. He is the reason they beat Green Bay. He's also the reason why their season is still alive. You know, now we do have the make or break kind of game against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's going to be down DK Metcalf, down Darnell Washington. And we saw what the Bills could do running the ball. I think it'd be ridiculous to not have at least somewhat, I mean, that's still an insane stat line, but have somewhat the same kind of game plan going in. Also, I do want to mention, if James Cook does not play,
Derrick Henry could, with a monster performance, steal it.
I think just kind of an average Derrick Henry performance. He's 137 yards back against a bad Pittsburgh Steelers rush defense. Mm-hmm. I think there's a real chance here. I know we're all looking at Jonathan Taylor, and Taylor will play before Cook. So, I mean, if Taylor passes him, Cook maybe can get him for a half to try to just extend it. But Henry will play Sunday night. There's a real chance he could capture another rushing title, and I think already there, but fully secure what should be a first ballot Hall of Fame career. Derrick Henry comes in at number two for me.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Pittsburgh in a sense, but like, how can you let a Ravens team that started off 1-5 have a chance at the division? Well, so, you know, shame on you. Number two, though, for me, I'm combining the efforts of the Falcons secondary into this one. You already had Xavier Watt in here with the 2 interceptions. Jesse Bates returns one for a touchdown as well. So I'm looking more at the Falcons secondary frustrating Matthew Stafford in a way that effectively helps him lose the MVP. The Falcons also managed to within one victory here. On the heels of secondary play from Watts and Bates here, they do a triple threat against the Rams. The Falcons, with this victory, keep the Rams from any chance at winning the NFC West. Take away, effectively, Matthew Stafford's best odds at an MVP. And moves down the first-round pick that they were given by the Falcons.
Yeah.
What do you mean they slapped me 3 times?
That's a bad Monday. It's a bad Monday for the Rams.
What do you mean all of this happened? Stop. And I find that funny of how they managed to like hit the Rams with 3 different types of damage.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. That I love that Falcons defense.
That Falcons team is
super frustrating.
And now the Falcons even have a chance to do damage from afar again.
Mm-hmm.
It is now set up thanks to the Falcons' win. And I don't know how this works. Is it because of tiebreakers?
I believe it's tiebreakers.
Oh, my God, that's right, because 8-9, 8-9, they'd be tied for division record. Ew. But now it is set up where the Falcons, if Tampa Bay beats Carolina, Carolina could still win the NFC South with a Falcons victory against the Saints. Atlanta is having the weirdest season of all time, and that's on their standards.
Right. Panthers, Bucks, that's Saturday 4:30. Saints, Falcons, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
waiting on bated breath if it's a Tampa win. Ew.
At least you get it somewhat out of the way early. Oh, like that would be frustrating if it was a 4:25 game or, God forbid, the Sunday night game. That would be frustrating.
I would hate every bit of that. Well, I would hate, why is Atlanta playing New Orleans on Sunday night with nothing to play for?
Yeah, fair. Number one for me, mentioned it, you know, just kind of the circumstance. Christmas Day games in the NBA. I think Christmas is still dominated by the NBA, especially this year with the football games being as bad as they were. And it was the late game. But Nikola Jokic, 56-point triple-double in an overtime win over Minnesota. He also then had a 54-point triple-double in a one-point loss against Orlando later that weekend. He did pick up a knee injury, though, last night, so that's not ideal.
Well, yeah, he's tired of carrying them.
Well, yeah, but Nikola Jokic continues to be
110 points in two games?
Yeah, this generation, especially the generation that watches basketball, because I know we're in Buffalo, it's not a ton, but, you know, bear with me here. They're going to talk about him like Larry Bird, in the sense of he will be like a folk hero. Like, most of the Larry Bird stories you hear about is, like, keeping the jacket on right before the three-point contest and stuff like that. Jokic is going to be that guy of, guys, he didn't want to play basketball. He just wanted to go hang out with his horses. Unbelievable. He hated the game.
Yeah,
and he
true.
Still did this. Like, he is going to be a folk hero. Michael Jordan, kind of the same thing as well. Of just the legend around him will grow as the years go. 56-point triple-double. Overtime win over Minnesota Christmas night.
Let me try to test your memory real quick here, Zach. Who was my number one last week?
Oh, the Buffalo Sabres.
Guess who's number one this week?
Buffalo Sabres.
Nine in a row, baby.
Nine in a row.
Nine in a row. Topping it off here with the primetime players for the second week in a row. It is my Buffalo Sabres, your Buffalo Sabres, everyone's Buffalo Sabres at number one. Once again, happy holidays. Yeah, filthy animals.
They keep on rolling.
They keep on rolling here, and that is our primetime players. Again, sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. And speaking on those Buffalo Sabres,
we'll get more with them. Paul Hamilton on the way next. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. And Paul, you said this like a month ago. They needed to go on a 7-plus, even 10-game win streak to get back into it. Well, they're at 9. They're getting close.
Well, I was wrong because I did say 10.
Did say
and
10.
And if you go by points percentage, they're in. Right now, they are tied with Florida in points percentage. Florida has the tiebreaker, so they would be 7th. Buffalo would be 8th. Washington, just percentage points behind, in 9th.
Ah, they have played one more game, yeah.
Okay. So I was off by one game. That's why, as you know, that's why I always go by points percentage, because it gives you a better idea, because it takes games in hand out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of the year, of course, you don't have to go by points percentage anymore because everybody will have played 82 games. But during the season, I think it's a better barometer just to go by points percentage. Then you don't got to say, well, they have two games in hand or they've played two more or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Points percentage takes care of that for you. So it took a 9-game winning streak to put them in playoff position by points percentage.
And Paul, I mean, like this, we've talked about this both off air, on air. I mean, this run they've been on has been really something. It's maybe most impressive two things. It's the exact same team that Kevin Adams built. Jarmo Kekalainen has not actually gotten to put a stamp yet on this organization, and it's been predominantly on the road. Paul, like this is a team that could not win road games, and now where we sit, they're 8-9-2 on the road. They're not above 500. But if that's going to be like around what you are on the road, and especially when what you are at home, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, and they started off 0-5-2
mm-hmm.
on the road. So, you know, I think I was saying this earlier to Joe and Nate that if they make the playoffs, I think the game to look back at would be the game on the road in Detroit, where they were behind 4-1. It was when Dahlin had gotten back from Sweden, and they were behind 4-1, and they came back and won that game on the road, you know, where they hadn't won on the road. And I think that might be the game to point to should they make the playoffs. And, you know, we'll see. It's still a long ways to go. I mean, we haven't even hit the halfway point of the season yet. And that's, you know, what they've been talking about, you know, when I was on the pregame with Bo Byram last night. And he talked about it. Lindy Ruff also talked about it in his segment on the pregame that they got to keep going. I mean, it just took 9 straight wins just to barely get into the playoff spot. Well, now you have to stay there. You still have half a season to go. So you still can't go on a 6, 7, 8 game losing streak. If you do, you're going to ruin everything that you made up here. As Bo Byram says, they have to continue to play the brand of hockey that they're playing right now. And are you going to lose at some point? Sure you are. I mean, they're not going to win every game for the rest of the season. But it's what do you do after the loss? Okay, you lost a game. You can't lose 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 or whatever. You have to get back to the way you've been playing, the way you know you can play, the way you finally have figured out that you need to play to win, which is the way Lindy Ruff has been trying to convince them for 2 years now to play, and they finally seem convinced that you know they're going to do that, and you know.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So that's the thing. All right, let's say you lose in Dallas, which they could. Dallas is a pretty darn good team. Okay, what do you do in Columbus then? You know, do you get it right back and go? Or you lost one game. Even if you lost 2, okay. But you gotta stop it there. Because now that you've got in playoff position, now the trick is you have to remain there.
Right, and Paul, we were talking about this, me and Derek, of just, you know – that's going to be the most important part, because you're going to have a lot of fans that have bad memories of 18 and 19 where they won 10 in a row, and that was earlier in the season. They had built up some goodwill, and it just all collapsed. And I think even in that season as well, right after the win streak, they lose 5 in a row. And you brought up the schedule coming up. Like, let's say for argument's sake, they do lose to Dallas. But it's Columbus, Vancouver, and the Rangers on the road. And the reason why I say that, especially for them, they're bad at home. And then they've got 5 straight home games in January. Like, the January schedule looks good for them to maybe keep this run going. Not necessarily the win streak itself going, but just the good run of play. And yeah, I mean, like, it's ultimately the same team that was built and the same team that started off poorly this year. But there's also good signs as well. Guys like Jason Zucker, starting to practice and hopefully going to be back in the lineup here pretty soon.
I think he probably could have played last night, but why mess with success? I mean, and he understands that. He was talking when he was back at practice, and he was kidding that, well, my team doesn't need me anymore. They're 7-0 without me. And
fair.
You know, he was kind of kidding around. But he understands, you know, as what coaches are going to do. Why would you mess with the line? Who are you taking out, you know, to put him in? So maybe he's got to wait his turn, even though he played really, really well, you know, before he got hurt again. And by the way, while you were speaking, I looked it up. As we mentioned, they were 0-5-2 to start the season on the road. In their last, that was their sixth in a row on the road, and in their last 12 on the road, they're 8-4.
I mean, yeah, just, I mean, they completely turned it around with this win streak.
Yeah,
right. So that's awesome.
And not to mention, though, Paul, one of the biggest things that I'm starting to look at through the progression of this season is the year-to-year jump that happened this season with Matias Samuelsson. The guy has been everything for the Sabres this year, and it's starting to get to, like, okay, he was good when he got the contract extension, but this is something else that we haven't seen from Samuelsson this consistently in his game, and it's starting to rival Tage Thompson's ascension into being one of the top players on this team. Now Samuelsson's taking this kind of equal important jump that is really helping to stabilize the defensive core.
I'm glad you said that, because he did play very well when he first started with the Sabres, and I had wondered out loud before this season started, when there were quite a few fans that wanted him bought out. Well, if he was bought out, first of all, he would have been on payroll for 10 years, which is not good business.
Oh, yeah, nope.
But he did play very well in the beginning. He got a contract extension too early, I think, and that was one of the minuses against Kevin Adams, and it wasn't all minuses. I always like to be fair and say a lot of his trades were good. His free agent signings, Zucker was good, but some of the others weren't great. It's kind of the inactivity. But anyway, you know, they really mishandled their young players in that group, and he was one of them. He only spent 50-ish games in the AHL. He came up, and I wondered out loud, are injuries, have they just taken its toll on his body? Is he going to ever be able to get back? Well, that question has been answered. He's gotten back and more. In my estimation, he's been Buffalo's best defenseman from start to finish in this season. Now, Rasmus Dahlin is probably their best player, and you're saying, well, how can one be the best defenseman and the other the best player? They play two totally different games. And last night, I made a mistake last night. In the first period, I was kind of ripping into that pair. And what I should have been saying is, remember, there was the three-day break where no team could practice and no team could play. Well, Dahlin went two more.
Right.
You know, where before the regular Sabres play, they had the morning skate against the Boston Bruins. Dahlin just basically got to St. Louis and it's less play. And it showed in the first period. That pair really got beaten pretty badly for two goals. But then, in the final 40 minutes, they were Samuelsson and Dahlin again. I mean, they recovered totally from it. And that's when I started thinking, you know what? I was too hard on them in the first period. I know they were not good on the first two goals. Neither was Lyon. But I think the thing you have to realize, too, is the last goal scored by the St. Louis Blues was at the 8:09 mark of the first period. Lyon slammed the door after that. That pair slammed the door after that. Samuelsson made a great play on the tuck tying goal in the second period. Again, erasing a play, getting up ice, getting the puck to tuck, and it's in the net, you know, joining the play. So I think that's all that was in the first period, is just, you know, Dahlin had to ramp up again, you know, and get going, and he did. And, you know, and I'll say it again for people that weren't listening earlier, it doesn't really matter when you look at the whole game that Lyon, some would say Lyon should have had the first two goals. I don't disagree with that. But he also slammed the door starting at 8:09 of the first period and made some great saves, including when he had to scramble back in the net right before Kretz got the empty netter, and he did it without his catching glove. He lost that, you know, and you know, that's Lyon. He scratches and claws to make saves. Lukanen in the same way. There were some people didn't like the Lukanen goal. I got that right away against Boston. But it's the only goal he gave up. So it's a 4-1 win. He made some big saves along the way. What does it matter if he let in a goal from the red line? It doesn't matter. He let in one goal. I mean, that's fine. If he lets in one goal from the red line every single game and that's the only goal he lets in, he's going to be a really good goalie.
I would at that point be looking at coaching and be like, guys, shoot from the red line. Forget conventional with this guy. Just shoot from the red line if this is happening.
And Lyon kind of did the same thing. It was like, all right, the first two goals, maybe you don't like them, but that was it. He slammed the door after that was over, and the Sabres were able to come back and win the hockey game.
Paul, I'm glad. And real quick on this, I'm glad you brought up the goaltending on this because who would you play here against Dallas? I mean, Lyon played really well against St. Louis after those two bad goals. Lukanen's playing pretty well here. It does seem like there's a two-goalie rotation that seems to be working again. Who'd have thunk it when you have two goalies? And again, it's unfortunate how it happened, Ellis with the concussion. But it is something that I'm going to be curious about. Who gets the start in net? Who would you put in net if you had to make the decision, Paul?
I'm getting the feeling you're right about the two-goaltender rotation. I didn't like Lukanen starting against the Bruins, even though he might have had his best game in his last game against the Devils, a road victory for him, his first road win of the year. But I think one of the reasons this team has gone on this streak, and before the streak started, what we were sitting here saying, it's like, pick a goalie and go with him. At that point, I didn't care who they picked. Call up Levi if you want to. I don't care who. Let Scott Ratzlaff do it. Whatever.
Oh, boy.
Just pick somebody. You know,
pick somebody and let them treat them like the number one goaltender and let him, because none of the three goalies could get on a roll. So let them get on a roll. And he did that with Lyon. And Lyon responded. Lyon hadn't won a game since the Toronto game in October. And now he's won every game he's played in since. And he won all the games on the streak except the one in New Jersey where it was time for Lukanen to play, and that was fine. But coming out of break, it's like, well, why are you breaking up what's working here? This has worked for you for this winning streak, which at the time was 7. Why are you changing it? What are you doing? Well, it worked. Lukanen played and beat the Bruins 4-1. And before the Sabres left on the trip, I asked Lindy Ruff for the 3-game road trip. I said, are both goalies going to play? And he said, well, I'm not going to give away my goaltending, but he said, probably. He goes, you'd probably be right with that. So it seems like maybe what you're saying is true. Maybe they are going to start alternating now. But I thought he took an awfully big chance. When your team's on a roll, it kind of like the Zucker thing. I think Zucker might have been able to play yesterday, but why change anything in your forwards? You love that last line, the Dunn line. I mean, they're in the offensive zone the whole game. They're softening up the D by hitting them every time they get a chance. So why switch it up? Now, Zucker might get the opportunity to play in Dallas because they're still doing this thing with Greenway. They're managing him. And Greenway, I think, has been better because of it. I think, you know, he's playing his best hockey right now. So this might be a management game for Greenway where it's time for him to come out. That might be the opportunity to put Zucker in. So, yeah, I getting it's a long-winded answer here, but I think you're right. I think maybe they're going to start alternating here and see if that works. So far, so good. So far, each goaltender has played coming out of the break, and both have won the hockey game.
We'll see what happens tomorrow night. It's another 8 p.m. start time, 7 p.m. pregame as they're at Dallas. Paul, thanks so much for jumping on with us, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Okay, I was going to say Happy New Year, but if we're going to talk again tomorrow, then I will wait.
I was going to say, well, I'll definitely at least talk to you tomorrow before pregame, but we might. If not,
if we don't have you on, I'll at least text you, and then you can ignore it.
Well, I wasn't talking to you when I said Happy New Year. I was talking to your partner here.
Paul.
I'm sure you would really think I'm talking to you.
Well, I mean, I'm part of the show, Paul. Maybe you're talking to both of us.
You are?
Well, you're not anymore, Hamilton. We got to get to the break.
Bye. See you, Paul.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline.
We will also see, by the way, if the Sabres can get to 10 games in a row, which would be for the fourth time in history. The last time, 18-19, they also won 10 games in a row in 06-07 and 83-84. We'll see if they can do it for a fourth time in franchise history tomorrow when they're at Dallas. We'll take a quick time out here. We'll also read some of your tweets as well. See if you're buying into the Sabres when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we do wrap up a Tuesday morning here on WGR. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour.
And let's get connected to our fans. We've been doing most of this morning, which is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We've mainly taken phone calls, Derek, but we've got a lot of tweets as
I got a show tweet up on this. Are you bought in on this crazy season? Or are you still keeping them at arm's length? And we got some balance on this. Joe tweeting in, probably my favorite. You know what? We'll save that one for last. but
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A couple of them here. Rita tweeting in, definitely not bought in at this point. Conference is close and playoffs are far from a guarantee. Same kind of sentiment from AJ. Nope, been burned too many times. I'll buy in when I see an X next to their name in the standings. LG, I'm not buying in until the clinch of a playoff berth. I've seen this before. So your past history does not really award you total immunity in this, Sabres, but we've also got the other side of this. Osolus tweeting in, I was bought in after seeing win number 5 in a row live. So we're seeing some of these interesting things here. Metal Guy, I've watched the last 2 games on TV. Haven't watched any games on TV with the Sabres in probably 3 years. So yes. And a couple of them, interestingly, bringing up Kevin Adams. Corbin saying, even though the streak started with Adams as a GM, do we think the players were informed of the change prior to the trip? Jim, also tweeting in, the win streak may have started with Adams as GM, but the players knew what was coming after the road trip. That is what propelled the winning streak. I'm uncertain. It's still too early to tell. And then my favorite one, Joe, tweeting in here. Bought in. I've had my heart broken by Buffalo sports many times. If this falls apart, what's one more?
Such a healthy attitude. I like that. I like that. That's such a healthy attitude.
That is how you live life right
now. I'm not scared. It is what it is. Let's ride.
Yeah, like, let's have our fun.
I can understand a lot of the negative ones, too, of just like, no, I've seen this before. I need the playoffs to be fully bought in. I said it earlier in the show. I won't fight you on that at all. I totally get it. I'm having fun. We also got to cover this team, like, every day. So, like, there's a certain sense of, like, I can't just close them out and wait for the X to be next to their name, right? And I'd be fair, I don't really want to. Like, I'm having fun. It feels like the Bills breaking the drought again, too, where I've got that same kind of, you know, almost goosebumps feeling about them of this feels so fresh and new and it's exciting. And, yeah, it's because it's a playoff drought. It is, in fact, fresh and new. And then, of course, I've mentioned I do think there is a bit of a correlation to the Adams firing and how it came to be. We'll see if that's – I mean, we'll probably never know if that's actually a correlation, but we'll see if the Sabres make a move and if it changes anything. But it's a little bit down the road. The Sabres are in action tomorrow night. But for more on the Sabres, coming up next, Sabres Live. This is WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.